At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
You're listening to live courtroom coverage of the trial of Karen Reed from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
Approach your
yes.
Mr. Burgess, I am presenting to you what has been marked as Exhibit WW for identification. Is that a fair and accurate representation of your personal LinkedIn page? If you could take a moment to take a look at it.
Sure.
Mr. Lessing, I'm going to ask you to step back so all the jurors can see the
pictures. Yes, Your Honor. Please. Thank you.
Yes, it does with a error on page 2 regarding education.
Right, and we're going to get to that.
Sure.
But this is your, you recognize this as a fair and accurate depiction of your personal LinkedIn page with the exception of what you just mentioned, correct?
Correct.
Did you draft that document that's represented as Exhibit WW?
I have drafted that over time, yes.
And when was the last time you viewed that document on your LinkedIn page?
I don't typically view the profile page, so it would have been, I could not tell you how long it's been.
Do you have any reason to believe that that Exhibit WW is not on your LinkedIn page online as we sit here today?
No, I don't.
Your Honor, I move Exhibit WW into evidence.
No objection.
To mark it for the next exhibit, please, ma'am.
Exhibit 186.
Thank you.
I would like to turn your attention to your personal, the printout of your personal LinkedIn page, and go right to the second page bottom. And under education, it says University of Alabama at Birmingham. It's got a little UAB acronym there. And it says Bachelor of Science, paren, B period S period, comma, Applied Mathematics and Scientific Computation, 2016-2018. Do you see that, sir?
Yes, I do.
That's not correct, is it?
No, it's not correct.
And you do not hold a BS in a Bachelor of Science in Applied Mathematics and Scientific Computation from the University of Alabama at Birmingham, do you?
I do not, and that would have been, at that time, an expected graduation date.
So, it would be expected, you state.
Correct.
It would be another word for, is a another word currently pursuing? Is that similar to expecting?
Sure, that could be similar.
But you know how to put currently pursuing down, don't you, sir? Because you did it on the first few CVs, but you don't have it on your LinkedIn page, am I correct?
Correct. That's probably because obviously that has not been updated in quite some time.
And you said you get notifications when people access your LinkedIn page, correct?
I get selective notifications when people view my LinkedIn page.
So you know people are looking at your LinkedIn page. You know people are looking at your education. And you have down here 2016 to 2018. So that time period is 7 years old from 2018, yet you use the 2016 to 2018 on your LinkedIn page, correct?
Correct. With the caveat that my understanding is people look at your post, not specifically the profile information.
Oh, so you believe you know apparently when people are looking at it and what they look at?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying generally.
Generally?
Correct.
But you don't know who's looking at the education section on your LinkedIn page and relying upon what is represented here, that you have a Bachelor of Science in Applied Mathematics and Scientific Computation from the University of Alabama at Birmingham.
Not from the LinkedIn page. Yeah, just independently of the LinkedIn page, yes.
And as you sit here today, that page is still live on your LinkedIn, correct?
Correct.
So a key aspect of your credentials, whether or not you have obtained a Bachelor of Science, is incorrect in more than one document that I've presented here today, correct?
No, I would not agree with that.
Well, it's incorrect in this one, correct?
Correct.
And the one previously to that, there's two documents that have you listed. This LinkedIn, may I approach, Your Honor?
Yes.
Thank you. So there's two documents, is there not, sir? There's, may I?
Sure.
Thank you. Yep. And Madam Court Reporter, if I can have the previous one in evidence. So if you could hold that,
sure.
This one, sir, and I'm going to take
sure.
Get that if I could from you. Thank you. And Exhibit 185 that's in evidence, if you can turn to the second page. So if you look at each of those state that you have a Bachelor of Science in Mathematics and Business Administration. So there are two documents about your credentials that are inaccurate, correct?
Yes, they have errors. Yes, that is correct.
May I have those back,
sure.
Sir?
Yep, both?
Yes, please.
Yes, there you go.
Thank you, ma'am. May I approach, Your Honor?
Yes.
I have the next document marked for identification at this point. May I have this marked as the next for identification?
Okay.
Thank you.
XX,
Brady. Thank you. And hand it to the witness, Your Honor.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Handing the witness Exhibit XX for identification. Do you recognize that document, sir?
So it appears to be a CV, yes.
You say it appears to be a CV. Can you describe that any further?
Yes. So it's a copy of my CV.
Is that a CV you prepared, sir?
It would have been prepared by myself or Aperture, yes.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the end.
Sorry, it would have been prepared by myself or Aperture, yes.
Yourself or Aperture?
Correct.
But you had, at a minimum, a role in preparing that, did you not?
More than likely, yes.
Yeah, and you would have reviewed that, because it's about you, before it would have been used by Aperture, correct?
More than likely, yes.
You wouldn't let somebody put a CV up and out to the public without you reviewing it, would you, sir?
So there are other staff members that do review and update CVs.
But you're the only one who's going to know whether what's on it is accurate or not, correct?
Unless I explain that to them, yes.
So either way, either you prepared it yourself or you interacted with somebody and explained it and collaborated them with them to make sure it was right to the best of your ability, correct?
Correct.
If you can look at the highlighted portion, sir, under education.
There's no highlight. Well, I understand what you're talking about. There's no highlighted portion.
I'm sorry. Let's strike that. If you look under education, the first line, it says in the right underneath BGS. Do you see that, sir?
I do, yes.
And then to the right, it says Bachelor of General Science in Mathematics and Business Administration, University of Alabama-Birmingham, Alabama, 2022. Did I read that correct?
Yes, you did.
And up in the upper left-hand corner, there's a photograph?
Yes, there is.
Is that you, sir, in the photograph?
Yes, it is.
And in the spelling of your name, Shannon, that's with one N, correct?
Correct, yes.
And so that is not only you in the photograph, that's the spelling of your name with one N, correct?
Correct.
And that's the correct spelling of your first name with one N, correct?
Yes, it
is. So that's definitely you represented in this document, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Now let's look at the first line that relates to education. It states Bachelor's of General Science in Mathematics and Business Administration, correct?
That is what it states, yes.
And the date is 2022, correct?
Correct.
So this document represents that you received your Bachelor's of General Science in Mathematics and Business Administration in 2022, correct?
That is what it states, but there are a number of errors in that, yes.
Correct. So let's go on. So this is the third example, am I correct, sir? Well, let me... May I approach, Your Honor?
Yes.
Your Honor, at this time, I offer Exhibit XX into evidence.
No objection.
Okay. Exhibit 187.
Sir, is Exhibit 187 a CV that is linked directly from Aperture's website?
I do not know. I would have to look and check that.
So as you sit here today, you are not able to state whether that CV is linked directly from Aperture's website?
Correct.
So this is a third example of a document that incorrectly states that you have a Bachelor of Science when you do not possess that degree, correct?
It has errors or outdated information, correct?
Well, when you say outdated, how is it that you can call a date outdated next to something that you don't possess?
I don't understand your question.
Well, you just used the phrase either incorrect or outdated. I'm trying to understand your statement that it's outdated. Isn't it either you have a Bachelor of Science degree or you don't?
I have represented I do not have a bachelor's degree.
Correct. But in here, it's represented that you do, correct?
Yes, it is error, yes.
So let's look at what the name is that are on these documents. It says Bachelor of General Science in Mathematics and Business Administration. Do you see that, sir?
I do.
Are you aware that there's no degree at the University of Alabama, Birmingham, called a Bachelor of General Science in Mathematics and Business Administration?
Yes, I am. And that is one of the errors I've identified.
Just so now. You would agree that there's not even a degree called Bachelor of General Science in Mathematics and Business Administration offered at the University of Alabama, correct?
Correct. That should be Bachelor of General Studies with minor in Mathematics and Business Administration.
And what you just articulated, you do not possess as you sit here today, correct?
That is correct.
What you possess is an associate's degree, correct?
Correct.
And when did you obtain that associate's degree?
So that would have been 2015.
Are you familiar with the term mendacity?
I am not.
Are you familiar with a CV of 2015?
No, I'm not.
May I approach your
honor? Yes.
Your Honor, may I have this marked as the next exhibit for identification, please?
Yes.
Thank you.
YYYD.
Thank you.
Do you recognize that document, sir?
No, I do not recognize this document.
May I approach your hand?
Yes.
You have the time, sir?
Sure.
Do you recall ever pursuing, may I stay in here and ask some questions, Your Honor?
Okay.
Thank
can
you.
He see the document as well, or do you have a copy for him?
He can see it as well, Your Honor.
Okay. I was just wondering the purpose.
Yeah, sure.
And just step back.
Yes, yep. Sir, do you recall when you started pursuing a Bachelor of Science degree of any kind?
Sure, I do, around 2008.
So you started pursuing a Bachelor of Science for the first time in 2008, correct?
Correct.
If I did the math correctly, sir, you've been pursuing a Bachelor of Science degree for 17 years, correct?
That is correct.
And you have not obtained it as you sit here today.
That is correct.
And yet there are the various documents that we've seen that state that you have obtained a Bachelor of Science, correct?
Again, with errors or misinterpretation, yes.
Errors or misinterpretation that are you stating, but you would agree those errors or misinterpretation have been in existence for some time, correct?
Yes, I'm being made aware of them now, yes.
Yeah, and they haven't been corrected for some time, correct?
Correct.
You work for insurance companies, correct?
I do work for insurance companies in addition to law firms, yes.
But you work for insurance companies, correct?
Yes, sometimes, yes.
Well, you state that right in your report in this case, don't you, sir, that you work for insurance companies?
I do work for insurance companies, yes.
And what role do you play in working for insurance companies? Are you working for them, or are you working for the policyholders that have paid premiums or are making a claim to try to get money from an insurance company? Which role do you have?
Objection.
I'll allow that.
So I work for the insurance company themselves.
And in your work for the insurance company, has any of that work related to denying claims to insureds?
Objection.
Why don't I see you on this, Mr. Lessie?
Sure. May I, Your Honor?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you familiar with the phrase academic dishonesty?
Yes, I am.
Let's talk about your work on this case. In October of 2024, the Commonwealth hired you to perform a new data acquisition from the infotainment and telematics system of Ms. Reed's Lexus SUV, correct?
That is correct.
And in your October 10, 2024 report, you outlined a proposal for attempting to extract additional data from the telematics and infotainment modules, correct?
Correct. With the caveat, it's not a report, it is a proposed protocol.
So we'll call it a proposal. In that proposal, you explained why, in your opinion, you believed an additional data acquisition was necessary based on your, in your words, education, training, and background, correct?
That is correct.
When you prepared your proposal, you had access to the manufacturing specifications of the chips in question, correct?
I did.
You were under no critical deadlines to get the work done, correct?
Correct.
In your initial October 10, 2024 report, you explained that you believed the data acquisition was incomplete because, in your opinion, based on your education, again, your words, training, and experience, the download of the acquisition was less than the chip's storage capacity, correct?
That is correct.
And converting megabytes, B-Y-T-E-S, to megabits, B-I-T-S, and gigabytes to gigabits is a basic digital forensic concept, and that concept's critical to successful data acquisition and analysis. Fair statement?
I would say that's a fair statement.
In your initial report, you stated that the December 2023 data acquisition was from the Spansion clip, S-P-A-N-S-I-O-N, from the infotainment model was incomplete because the acquisition was only 8 megabytes in size, even though the chip has a storage capacity of 64 megabytes, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
And that's your October 10, 2024 report, correct?
Protocol.
I'm sorry, is it proposal or protocol?
Protocol.
Protocol.
It is a protocol.
We'll use protocol. And you blame this on the, quote, programmer's inability to fully read the component, close quote, correct?
Correct.
In point of fact, the manufacturing specifications established that the total flash memory component of the chips in question is equal to 64 megabits, not 64 megabytes, correct?
That is correct.
64 megabits is 8 megabytes, correct?
That is correct.
That means the Spansion chip was not incomplete, correct?
Correct.
The acquisition was the same data size as the total memory storage capacity of the chip, correct?
Correct.
Your protocol for data acquisition was based on a misunderstanding of megabits versus megabytes, correct?
It was based on a working theory and a misinterpretation, yes.
And that was your misinterpretation?
Yes, it was.
You mentioned Ms. Gaffney in your direct testimony. Do you recall that, sir?
Yes, I do.
She successfully acquired 8 megabytes of data from that Spansion chip during the December 2023 chip-off, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And that wasn't your only conversion mistake in your October 10, 2024 report was it?
I'm not aware of any others.
You stated in your report that the data acquisition of the Micron JWB57 was incomplete because the acquisition was only 540 MB in size, but the storage capacity was 4GB, and that's stated in your October 10, 2024 report, correct?
Protocol, yes, protocol. Correct.
The Micron JWB57 chip is 4 gigabits flash memory component, not a 4 gigabyte flash memory component, as you incorrectly stated in your protocol.
That is correct.
So contrary to your assertion in the report, 4 gigabits is equal to 50 megabytes, which suggests that all the available data was successfully retrieved from this chip during the first acquisition by Ms. Gaffney, correct?
Correct.
So Ms. Gaffney was not in error on that. She did not make a mistake on that, correct?
Not on that specific thing, yes.
Right. It was you that simply misunderstood the difference between gigabits and gigabytes, correct?
Misinterpreted, I would not say misunderstood.
You misinterpreted the difference between gigabits and gigabytes.
Correct, at that
time,
yes.
You got that wrong in layperson's terms.
Correct, I did make an error.
You stated in your report that Micron, and I'm going to have to give an alphanumeric number because I know in digital forensics it's important to be precise and accurate, so bear with me, sir. You stated in your report that the Micron 29F2G08 ABAEA is a 2 gigabyte chip and that the acquisition should have been 2 gigabytes, but was incomplete because it was only 264 MB in size, correct?
That is correct.
And the Micron, and I'm just going to refer back to the number to not repeat it, the long alphanumeric number, is a 2 gigabit flash memory component, not a 2 gigabyte flash memory component, as you incorrectly stated in your protocol, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
So 2 gigabytes is equal to 250 megabytes, correct?
Correct.
And that suggests that all available data was successfully retrieved during the first acquisition by Ms. Gaffney, correct?
From those chips, yes.
From those chips.
Correct.
I'm correct, right?
Yes.
Your opinion was again incorrect and was based on a misunderstanding of gigabits and gigabytes, correct?
A misinterpretation, correct?
A misinterpretation in layperson's terms. You got that wrong also.
It was an error, yes.
Did you have that protocol peer-reviewed, sir?
No, I did not.
Was it peer-reviewed by anybody at Aperture?
No, it was not.
Did you have a supervisor review that protocol before you filed it with the court?
No, sir.
You submitted your proposal based on your education, background, and experience, correct?
Correct.
Turns out that the entire foundation of your proposal was based on a fundamental misinterpretation of the difference between a computer bit and a computer byte, correct?
No, not the entire thing, no.
Well, certainly a part of it was, correct, sir?
Correct, partial.
You got conversions wrong with respect to analyzing 3 different chips, correct?
Correct.
And since you wrote that, have you learned the difference between a bit and a byte?
I've always known the difference between a bit and a byte, yes.
You learned that in this case from reading the affidavit of an expert for the defense who pointed out those errors before you submitted your supplemental report. Isn't that correct?
I would have to go back and look at the timing on that. I believe I submitted the supplemental before the protocol from the other expert.
Are you certain of that?
I'm not certain of that.
Isn't it the case that the expert for the defense submitted his affidavit before you submitted your supplemental report?
Objection.
Do you know that?
I do not know that.
You don't know one way or another?
Correct.
And that person that I've referred to for the defense is Matthew DeSogra. You know that name?
I do.
And you have read Mr. DeSogra's affidavit in this case, have you not, sir?
I have, yes.
And you would agree that he pointed out these misinterpretations of yours in his affidavit, correct?
Correct.
I would like to go back to your January 30th, 2025 report. May I have a moment, Your Honor, please?
Yes.
Thank you. May I proceed, Your Honor?
Yes.
Thank you. In your January 30th, 2025 report, you know which one I'm referring to, sir?
Yes, I do.
Am I correct that you indicated that at the time of this, quote, incident, Birla did not offer support for the infotainment and telematics modules removed from the Lexus, but have since released updated software according to similar modules that are supported by in-vehicle acquisition?
That is correct.
And the infotainment module that was removed from Ms. Reed's Lexus is consistent with the MMU, you know what I'm referring to in the MMU?
Right.
It's consistent with the MMU documented by Birla and has been identified as containing an internal micro SD card not acquired during the initial chip-off acquisition by Mrs. Gaffney. You remember that statement in the report, sir?
I do, yes.
You obtained no additional information from the chips that were already analyzed by Ms. Gaffney, did you?
Correct.
Correct that you obtained no additional information, right?
No data of value from those chips, yes.
No data of value. So all the data of value Ms. Gaffney had already obtained from those chips, correct?
That's kind of a confusing question. So there was no data of value from those chips to begin with.
Fair enough.
Right.
So Ms. Gaffney didn't miss anything of value.
Correct.
Fair?
Correct.
Do you know how much the Commonwealth has paid Aperture to date for doing the work in this case?
I do not.
Do you have any involvement at all in knowing what the contract is between Aperture and the Commonwealth?
I do not.
Have you ever had any discussions with any colleagues from Aperture with regard to how much Aperture has been paid in this case?
No, I have not.
Do you have an estimation as to how much Aperture has been paid in this case?
Not off the top of my head, I do not.
You've never had any discussion with anybody at Aperture about the fees Aperture has charged the Commonwealth in this case?
No, I have not.
Who in Aperture is in charge of knowing how much fees Aperture has charged the Commonwealth?
That would be the accounting department.
Would Dr. Judson Welcher know?
Potentially.
Do Your analysis, I want to move on to another category, sir. Your analysis in this case was not strictly limited to data and science, was it?
No, it was strictly limited to data and science.
The Commonwealth requested that you review numerous materials in connection with your analysis in this case, correct?
I did review materials, yes.
You did not review the January 29, 2022 CARS report by, well, let me put it this way. Did you review the January 29, 2022 CARS report prepared by Trooper Paul?
No, I did not.
Do you know what a CARS report is?
I do not.
Do you know that a CARS report was prepared by Trooper Paul for this case?
No, I do not.
If there was a collision analysis and reconstruction report prepared by a trooper in that case, would you want to see a document such as that?
No, not for my analysis.
Would somebody at Aperture want to see that document?
Objection.
Sustained.
I'll reword. Are you familiar with collision analysis and reconstruction reports prepared by law enforcement agencies?
I am vaguely familiar, yes.
Vaguely familiar? Have you ever used one in your analysis at all?
I have seen them, yes.
You've seen them. And my question is, seeing them, have you ever read any of them?
Yes, I have read them, yes.
Have you ever considered a collision analysis and reconstruction report as part of the work that you do at Aperture?
Not specifically a collision analysis report from law enforcement. We do routinely see crash reports, but I think what you're referring to is something else.
Are you aware of a supplemental collision analysis and reconstruction report of Trooper Paul of the Massachusetts State Police dated July 24, 2024?
No, I'm not.
Do you know whether Trooper Paul is part of the Massachusetts State Police reconstruction team?
I do not.
And lastly, do you know whether he's part of the reconstruction team in this case?
I do not.
Did anybody tell you to avoid reviewing a collision analysis and reconstruction report in this case?
No, they did not.
You did, however, review the 2024 testimony of Trooper Nicholas Guarino in the proceeding of last year, didn't you?
I did, for specific data, yes.
So that's not really science and data, is it? It's testimony.
Yes, it is testimony.
So you did review materials in this case beyond science and data, correct? You reviewed testimony.
Sure, that is common, yes.
Having reviewed Trooper Guarino's testimony, you therefore are aware of the theory that he proposed in the first proceeding, correct? It was in his testimony?
Objection.
I'll allow that.
I'm not. So specifically, I reviewed Trooper Guarino's testimony for information related to the infotainment and telematics modules.
So did you read all of the testimony?
No, I would have skimmed it.
You would have skimmed the testimony?
Correct.
And how would you, and what would be the purpose to just skim it?
Sure. So I'm only interested in the information related to the infotainment and telematics modules.
So you just, I want to make sure I have this right. So you would skim it, you would look for what you want to focus on, and you, as you sit here today, you don't have any recollection of what the theory of the Commonwealth was in the first proceeding?
Not from that testimony, no.
Do you recall Trooper Guarino as part of what you reviewed. So you reviewed certain things of Trooper Guarino in his testimony, correct?
Correct.
And in your direct testimony, you testified extensively about the iPhone of John O'Keefe, correct?
Correct.
And you looked at and testified about a lot of information from the phone of John O'Keefe. Is that a fair statement?
Location data.
Location
yes.
data. Did you read, therefore, Trooper Guarino's claim that the last...
Objection.
So why don't I see it sidebar and find out what the phone is?
Sure.
Jurors, we're just waiting a minute for something before we can proceed. Feel free to stand up and stretch if you'd like. I'm trying to do this without having to step out of the courtroom and come back. Mr. Alessi, is there anything we can go to and come back? If there's not, there's not.
It would be a bit incongruous, Your Honor, but
okay.
I could do it if Your Honor would like.
Do we have any idea how much longer it's going to be?
I will go check. May I approach, Your Honor?
Yes.
I will show this to Mr. Brennan first, and then if the court would like to see it, we've got another copy.
That's, thank you.
Mr. Brennan. May I approach, Your Honor?
Yes.
Thank you. May I have this marked as the next exhibit for identification, please, Your Honor?
Yes.
No worries.
Exhibit ZZ, Friday.
Yep. May I, Your Honor?
Yes.
Thank you. Sir, I'm handing you what has been marked as Exhibit ZZ for identification. Ask you to take a moment to look at it, please, when you've had a fair opportunity to look at it. If you could pick your head up, sir, and I'll proceed that, sure. that time. So I'm going to just ask one predicate question and then ask you another question.
Sure.
Does Exhibit ZZ contain, and if you just answer this yes or no, that would be great. Does it contain location data information?
Objection.
I'll allow that without pursuing it.
That's the only one I have for that purpose. Okay. Does it, sir?
Yes, it does.
Did you consider this part of Trooper Guarino's testimony in any review that you've done in this case?
No, I did not.
Thank you, sir.
Yep.
On December, we're going to move on now to another topic, sir. On December 5th, 2024, Detective Lieutenant Brian Tully, you know that name, sir?
Yes, I do.
How do you know that name?
So he is the one who hand-delivered the infotainment and telematics module to our office in Southlake.
Exactly. So he delivered the infotainment module containing the SD card that you talked about on direct examination so that you could attempt to reinstall it in Ms. Reed's vehicle for an in-vehicle acquisition attempt, correct?
That was part of it, yes.
That was part of it?
Correct.
That day you initially attempted an in-vehicle acquisition, meaning you reconnected the infotainment module to the faceplate in Ms. Reed's vehicle and reinstalled both the infotainment and the telematics module for an in-vehicle unlock and acquisition, correct?
That was an attempt, yes, on December 7th, for clarification.
And that was on December 7th?
Correct.
And that was December 7th of 2024?
Correct.
You conducted this same testing on an exemplar vehicle, and to be clear, exemplar was a vehicle that Aperture had purchased?
Yes, that is a vehicle that Aperture has purchased.
So Aperture purchased it, and it's a vehicle, as I understand it, you testified that's similar to the vehicle of Ms. Reed, correct?
Correct.
And so you call it an exemplar because it's similar to the vehicle in question, correct?
Correct. Correct.
So I'm going to continue using your parlance of exemplar vehicle.
Sure.
And so you conducted this same testing on the exemplar vehicle and successfully reinstalled and tested the infotainment and telematic systems for an in-vehicle unlock and acquisition, correct?
For an in-vehicle acquisition, not for an unlock.
Okay, so for just an in-vehicle acquisition.
Correct.
I appreciate the correction, sir.
Yep.
But in this case, with Ms. Reed's actual Lexus, you were unable to successfully reinstall and test the infotainment and telematic systems, correct?
Correct.
On Ms. Reed's Lexus, you were able to get the infotainment backlight and faceplate to illuminate, but in your own words, the infotainment system did not respond as expected, correct?
Correct.
So instead, you took the micro SD card itself and attempted to retrieve data from that card directly, correct?
Correct.
Lexis locks cards in its system, correct?
It does, yes.
If Lexis thought it was appropriate to access those cards, do you know whether or not they would have them unlocked? Do you know?
I do not know.
Now,
I'm going to let the answers.
Sure.
Thank you, Your Honor.
I want to cover a basic question. Do you have any citation to any scientific literature where specifically what you did on this Lexis model has ever done before? Has it ever been done before to your knowledge?
No, not on this specific model, which is why we did the exemplar testing.
Right. So there's no scientific literature that states that the methodology that you used with this Lexis model is an appropriate methodology at all, correct?
There is literature that addresses the methodology in other ways, but not specific to this Lexis, correct?
There's no literature at all stating that the methodology that you used for this Lexis is the appropriate methodology to use for this Lexis model, correct?
There is no literature about this appropriate Lexis model, correct?
Let's talk about your initial report of January 30th of 2025. You issued your initial analysis and report on January 30th, 2025, correct?
Correct.
Your report included a general timeline analysis. You used that phrase, timeline analysis, that you stated could impact, quote, event reconstruction. Do I have that right? Your January 30th, 2025 report does not discuss a collision, does it?
No, not in my report, no.
As a matter of fact, your January 30th, 2025 report doesn't even use the word collision, does it?
Correct, because I'm looking at data from the infotainment and telematics module.
But the report of January 30th, 2025 does not even contain the word collision in it, correct?
I believe it does in the background portion, which would be on page 2 or 3, which would just be restating the, if you'd mind if I can look at my report?
Oh, please.
Sure. Go ahead.
There's more live courtroom coverage coming up. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a second from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.